Right before they are about to leave, William is helping Ellen put bandages on her face. What's William helping Ellen do? William is helping Ellen put bandages on her face. She's wearing a pair of men's pants, which she sewed herself. She's also wearing a pair of green spectacles and a top hat. Is Ellen wearing pants that she sewed herself? Yes, Ellen is wearing pants that she sewed herself. What else is she wearing? She's also wearing a pair of green spectacles and a top hat. A bit later, they're heading for the Macon train station. Ellen is using the little money they have to buy train tickets. Where are they heading? They're heading for the Macon train station. What is Ellen buying? Ellen is buying train tickets. They have a couple of close calls on that train. William then gets on the Negro train. He's looking out the train window when he sees the owner of the cabinet-making shop where he works. What is he doing when he sees the owner of the cabinet-making shop? He's looking out the train window when he sees the owner of the cabinet-making shop. The shop owner is looking into the window of William's train car. What is the shop owner doing? The shop owner is looking into the window of William's train car. William is turning his head the other way and is sitting lower in his seat to avoid the owner's stare. Thankfully, the train is starting and the two never meet. Is William trying to avoid the owner? Yes, he's turning his head the other way and is sitting lower in his seat. Ellen is sitting looking out the window in the white people's train. What's Ellen doing? Ellen is sitting looking out the window in the white people's train. As she's turning around, she notices that the person sitting next to her is a good friend of her master. Who is turning around? Ellen is turning around. What does she notice as she's turning around? As she's turning around, she notices that the person sitting next to her is a good friend of her master. This person has known Ellen for years. He isn't noticing who she really is because of her disguise. Ellen's heart is leaping out of her chest for the entire ride. Is Ellen feeling nervous? Yes, she is feeling very nervous. Ellen's heart is leaping out of her chest for the entire ride. On the next train to Charleston, South Carolina, many people are telling Ellen about abolitionists in the North. What are they telling Ellen about? They are telling Ellen about abolitionists in the North. They are telling Ellen that abolitionists will try and encourage William to run away from her. A slave trader on the train is offering to buy William on the spot and take him back to the Deep South. What is the slave trader offering to do? He's offering to buy William on the spot. For the last leg of the trip, the ticket seller is refusing to sell them tickets because Ellen can't sign her name. Why is the ticket seller refusing to sell them tickets? The ticket seller is refusing to sell them tickets because Ellen can't sign her name. The ticket seller is refusing to sign for Ellen despite her arm being in a sling. Is William refusing to sign for Ellen? No, the ticket seller is refusing to sign for Ellen. Because they are so close to the North, people are looking for abolitionists and escaping slaves. Who are people looking for? People are looking for abolitionists and escaping slaves. The ticket seller is telling Ellen that slave owners need proof that the slaves they are traveling with are really their property. Who is telling Ellen that slave owners need to show proof? The ticket seller is telling Ellen that slave owners need to show proof.